This is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith, joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what's bringing support back into the cattle markets?
I think one of the biggest things, Leslie, is we saw an overextended downside in the cattle. Technical buying came into play. It pushed us up around a quarter till 10 this morning. We locked limit in almost all live cattle and feeder cattle contracts and pretty much stayed there going into the 1 o'clock settlement time. We saw the first 7 months of live cattle, first 7 months of feeder cattle close up the limit today. That means Monday, expanded limits for both live cattle and feeder cattle. Box beef continued lower. Choice at mid-morning, down $1.40. Selects down 94 cents on a total movement of 104 loads. We also saw a cattle kill of 111,000 head today. On the close, as we said, limit up across the board. $3 limit in live cattle, $4.50 limit in our feeder cattle, and October lean hogs were 22 cents higher.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
America's farmers and ranchers are the hardest working people on earth. Sun up to sundown, you do whatever it takes to get the job done. So when it comes to your side-by-side vehicle, choose the one with the number one track record for reliability. The Yamaha Viking and all-new Viking 6. The world's first and only true 3 and 6 person side-by-sides. Assembled right here in America. Viking is number one in drivetrain durability, comfort, and off-road capability. With class-leading features the competition just doesn't have, like Ultramatic transmission with all-wheel downhill engine braking, and OnCommand with fully locked four-wheel drive. So whether you're hauling feed, mending fences, or hunting deer, nothing outworks a Yamaha Viking. For more, Google Ride a Viking. That's Ride a Viking. Most dependable claim based on 2013 Yamaha Source Side-by-Side Owner Study. Yamaha owners reported fewer CVT belt drivetrain problems than competitive owners.
Tom, what also brought some support back into the grain markets?
You know, there was not really one major thing going on today, Leslie, that really contributed to it. You still have dry weather talk for the wheat in both the Russian region and in parts of Australia. You have the sales that we've been making off and on the last few weeks to Unknown and to China on the soybeans, plus the China agreement yesterday, which really is just an annual event. It's not really anything to get excited about. But I think at these lower levels, we found some buying today. Also, October options went off the board today. And we saw some strength in our financial and energy markets today. Maybe all that put together helped us close positive with December and March. KC wheat up 10¼ cents each. December Chicago wheat up 10½ cents. December and March corn up 7½ cents each. November soybeans were up 21¼. January beans up 20¾. And December cotton was 33 points higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.